Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
All right, so now we're going to talk about effective study, as in effective study. During our school education, you know, and our lives beyond, studying is a really important practice that we all have to accept and manage and embrace if we're going to remain employable. Of course, the reason we do it is to prepare ourselves for upcoming challenges like the tests and the endless exams, some of which can be very, very important to the quality of our futures. And that's why effective studying and the benefits that come with it are vital to learn if we're to succeed. Now, there are many different ways in which we can study, some of which will be more beneficial for us than others, but there are always do's and don'ts when it comes to studying. The difference between poor and effective studying is massive, and it will show in your results. And there's no right or wrong way to study, but if you want to get good grades, to get your desired college apprenticeship or that job or university, if you want to progress to the next level in your career, or simply if you want to do well, then you will need to learn to study effectively. Work hard or work smart. Let's get this one out of the way. Reading is not studying. It's just reading. For many, this will be difficult to take in, but unfortunately, it's the truth. All you are doing by reading your textbook or class notes is just rereading your notes. There's no new information to be gained from this. You're not going to gain a great deal more by reading and reading and reading it all over again. If it's not going in the first time, it's not going in. The stuff that you do get out of it tends to be lost quicker than other forms of studying. In many exams and tests, there will be questions that you might not have studied in your lessons, but they're all related to the topics that you did. And if the only preparation you did was reading and maybe rereading your notes, ultimately, you won't be able to answer the question. That's why, and I repeat, reading is not studying. Now, that's not to say that reading your notes isn't useful at all, because that's not true. It's just that reading your notes falls within pre-studying rather than the actual bulk of the studying or learning itself, where in order to study effectively, active engagement with the material is required. Simply reading is not active engagement, because this involves constructing meaning around the information by making connections, forming personal examples, as well as making sure that what you do need to learn is what you need to learn, not what you've been told to learn, not what other people need to learn. So the first step in learning how to study at maximum efficiency is that reading and rereading your notes is not considered necessarily good studying, effective studying, as mostly your mind can be somewhere else. So the benefits are actually quite minimal. A common problem with studying is that it can be difficult to find a schedule that suits you. Or maybe you often find yourself cramming everything at the last minute on the last evening, hoping that it sticks. Or you might not have the faintest idea on where to start, so you just keep putting it off. So you are procrastinating. We all do that. Put starting off the task until the last minute, until it's too late, and we can always find something else to do. We really must go and visit Gran. We must cut the lawn. Or it's really urgent right now that I shampoo the cat. These are all problems that people share across every exam all over the world, and yet we carry on doing it. Why? Well, for many people, failing isn't an option. And because of that, and the pressure that comes with it, they can overthink just about everything. When you overthink things and your mind isn't clear, then the problems start to arise. Thankfully, there are established techniques, such as, for example, Frank Christ's PLRS system, which stands for Preview, Learn, Review, Study, more commonly known as the study cycle. It helps to alleviate us from these issues and provide us with a clear, focused and pragmatic schedule that allows us to use studying more effectively. And it works like this. First of all, preview. Well, this is the start of the cycle. And rather than study after you've been taught, skim through the material beforehand to gauge your level of understanding so that you can try to figure out your strengths and your weaknesses. When you're doing this, try to jot down big ideas or topics that stand out. This first step is very light and does not require a great amount of effort, and therefore should be quite easy to complete. A is for attend. The most obvious and the best way to study, to learn the materials and the keywords and the key concepts, is to be there when it's taught. So in order to do this, go to your lessons and classes. Listen. Take notes. Just key notes. Jot down key words, phrases and reminders. But do listen to the instructions and the information given. Ask questions to solidify your knowledge and query what doesn't make sense to you. That's what your teachers are there for. That's what they get paid for, to answer your questions. If you aren't sure, then you're guaranteed there are others in the class who need the information again as well, because they didn't get it either, but they're too shy to speak up and ask. We've spoken about active engagement elsewhere and how that's the most effective way to study. Well, you don't get much more active than writing, asking, and most importantly, learning. R is for review. What many people do after gaining certain information is they don't look at it again. They put it to one side until they need it again. But the issue with this is if you don't understand something at the time, how are you going to understand it later? Especially if you don't go back over it. Here you'll need to review your work, fill in any gaps you missed, and again, come up with more questions to guarantee you understand the information from all angles, and that's so important. Make a list of the keywords and phrases, and after 2 days, just review the list again for 5 minutes. Then again after a week. 7 days later, review those keywords again. And then again a month later. And finally, 3 months later, a week, 7 days, and then again a month. And then finally after 3 months, so you've reviewed it 4 times. You'll need to be organised and disciplined for this. You'll need a large academic diary to put those reminders into your schedule. This is important if you wish to retain information with relative ease and little effort. Just get organised. Okay, so smart studying, effective studying. This is where most people who do well start. You should have the upper hand at this at the moment, because not only do you have the information, you're also able to understand and pinpoint the gaps and uncertainties you still have. So in order to combat this, try to schedule multiple focused study sessions each week. Put them in that diary. 30 minutes at a time, that's all. At this point, you should have enough confidence in your own ability as well as your momentum, which is an often overlooked trait when studying. And the C is for check. Finally, check. Check that your information is correct. Check that you understand what the information either is or is asking you. Look at other ways that explain this topic. For example, look it up on YouTube. Watch a few short videos for different ways of explaining. Use Wikipedia and the links they offer. Ask one of your classmates. Check that you're confident that you're able to answer questions about it, and check that the way in which you studied has been beneficial to you. And when you've done all of that, check that you can teach the information to someone who doesn't know it effectively without missing anything important. And if you can't, check what parts are missing and make sure you don't forget them when it matters most. After all this is done, the only thing to do is repeat the process. Look at that keyword list after 2 days, 7 days, 30 days, and 90 days, and you'll never forget it. Give it a go and get a diary. Exams, tests, assignments, reports, they creep up on us. They can seem so far away, and then in the blink of an eye, they're upon us. And that's where the PLRS system is unique. By giving us a schedule to stick to that allows us to gain extra months, maybe even years of momentum, in the case of our GCSEs and A-levels, for example, we're better prepared for what's to come, and that can only be a positive, a nugget of success. Great for your self-confidence. So, how to study effectively? There's probably been times when you've tried to study and you just can't bring yourself to do it, for whatever reasons. And then when you finally do study, it seems like nothing's working. And you question, is it all worthwhile? The most likely outcome is that you're not studying in a way that benefits you. Now, the PLSR system tells us to preview, attend, review, all of which is fairly easy to complete. It's just a matter of flicking through what you're about to learn, going to the place to learn it while being active, and then making sure that you understand what's being taught to you. But the fourth step, and as a result, the fifth step, rely on your personal ability to sit down and study. And if you can't do this effectively, then you'll be unlikely to complete the cycle. So how do you study effectively? Well, the good news is that there are many options and routes and choices you can make that should help you become a positive powerhouse in studying. First of all, don't cram. Just like reading, cramming isn't often helpful. Often you'll give yourself too much to learn in too short amount of time, and most of it will go in one ear and just out of the other. The best time frame to use while studying is to use short, deep, focused bursts. We all have interests outside of studying, and if you want to enjoy these, then you should enjoy them, but you need to be reasonable. Split your time. Discipline is a key factor in studying. You need to be disciplined in your approach and your reasoning. So, for example, if you want to go out with some friends, but you also need to do some study, set yourself the goal of studying for an hour before you allow yourself to go out. Treat it as a reward for yourself. Essentially, complete a challenge in return for an award. No good has ever come from spending 3 hours in the same place trying to figure out an answer to one question, so spread your time out. Your brain and body work in routines. That's why we feel hungry at certain points in the day, why we go to sleep when we do, and then wake up at the same time. Learning is no different. If you sit down and are productive for an hour every day of the week, then eventually your brain will learn to be especially focused and disciplined during that time. So for starters, spread your learning out and make sure that it's worth it. Now that you know how to use the time to the best of your ability, which is scheduling, discipline, reward yourself, now you need to know where to study. And when we say that, there's no right time or wrong time or place to study. What we mean is what works for you might not work for me, and what works for me might not work for you. Do you want to set your alarm for 4 a.m. and work for 2 hours? Works for me. I'm useless in the evenings. Can't do anything of use. But early mornings is when my brain is the most active. Optimal cognitive activity. And the house is the quietest. Studying is a bit like sleep. We're all different. Some people like silence, some people like noise, some prefer evenings, some prefer the night, and some the mornings. It's all subjective and personal, so experiment. Find your optimal time. Don't wait until you're 35, like I did, to learn your optimal time for studying. Work smart. If you study best while listening to music, then listen to music. Definitely didn't work for me. Don't let others tell you what environment to study in because it didn't work for them. They are not you. Find out what works for you and stick with it. It's all a matter of personal preference and need. So do what you know makes you tick. Finally, problems are a good thing. How many times have you heard the phrase, learn from your mistakes? There's no better time to apply that than when you're studying. If you don't understand something, good. Learn how to understand it. Try different methods. If you put something off because you don't understand it, you'll never learn it, and you'll never be able to progress forward. By trying different methods, you'll not only get to the right answer, but you'll also become aware of the pitfalls and the mistakes that can be made along the way, and you'll learn how to avoid them. Studying can be tedious. There's no denying it. It can be a difficult task, but it's a task we all have to do sooner or later. By knowing how to study effectively and how to best use your time, not only will it drastically make your final product better and more successful, but you'll also understand how to make studying more enjoyable and satisfying for yourself. You won't get bogged down with all of the insecurity and fears. You won't feel the mental fatigue or lack of motivation. You will feel so much better after an hour of trying. Then walk away. Enjoy a meme or three. Walk away when the going is good, and that's important. Stop studying at your time limit, say 45 minutes, 1 hour you've given yourself on your schedule. Walk away when the going is good, not when you're totally fed up with it. Stand up, walk, breathe, smile, reward yourself. Then you will want to return to it. You won't if you drag yourself away depressed with it all, fed up to the back teeth with it all. All that will be in your head is exactly what you want to know, and the satisfaction of some success. And what can be more positive than that? So, diary, use it, schedule, keywords, key concepts, 2 days, 7 days, 30 days, 90 days, 5 minutes, no longer each time, 25, 30 minutes over 3 months. You'll never forget that. Try it, because once you begin that positive spiral, there's no looking back. You will be a success. That was a long podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, but try and make the most of it. Try those small pointers just for a week. See how you get on. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.